we're here in the big studio, Studio One, for our Christmas special. I suppose that's what you'd call it, a week and a day out from Christmas. With us, our Ladies Choral Society. We also have Ted Walsh, Catherine Layden, Paddy Cole, Anna Geary, Mairead Lavery, and Seamus O'Rourke. You have Christmas crackers there. Do you want to pull them there, Seamus?
Yeah, no, pull. Here, Seamus. Oh, you have it.
Okay, because there are jokes inside.
Not too happy with this. I just got a comb. and as you all can see, a handkerchief would do me. So
you can trim the beard with it. Seamus.
Where do the cows go on Saturday?
That's an appropriate one for this programme anyway. Where do the cows go on Saturday?
The movies.
Do you have one down there, Anna?
What's bad tempered and goes with custard?
What's bad tempered and goes with custard? Mm. I don't know.
Everything goes with custard, but apple grumble.
Have we one more?
There. Yeah. Apple grumble.
Oh, Ted.
What do you get if you cross a sheep with a kangaroo?
A woolly jumper.
A woolly jumper.
Yay, hey, got that. I think that's the best one.
Here's one, Damien. What did Cinderella say when the chemist lost her photographs? Someday my prince will come.
Moving swiftly along before we lose all of our listeners. Mairead, your memories of Christmas growing up. You grew up in...
Growing up on a farm in Wicklow.
Yeah.
And there were always very happy memories up to the time I was about 12. And my dad died suddenly that year. And Christmas really changed for us. It really was very, very different. It was like as if you couldn't celebrate Christmas without him. And it took time for that to come back. Mm. But we used to keep about 150 turkeys. And of course, this week, you know, you'd be doing all the killing and plucking. Mm. And our job was the pinning. I bet you most people don't even know what pinning a turkey is.
But
it's taking out all the pin feathers and making them presentable for sale. They were New York dressed. And then you also had to clean their feet. Now, remember, for the last 5 or 6 months, they were marching around everywhere. So there was some job getting their feet cleaned. And then we'd load them up in the middle of the night, bring them up to Clark Delahunt's in Ashford. And my mother and myself would be there with our couple of hot water bottles and the flask of tea, waiting to get into it. But when she decided to get rid of turkeys, we'd make excuses not to come home. You know, when we're in college or away, we did not want to be home for killing the turkeys. Oh, it was a terrible job.
Paddy?
Growing up in Castle Blaney was great. I loved Christmas. Always a lot of music. I was even drafted into the marching band when I was only about 12 and playing a saxophone among a whole bunch of accordion players and all that sort of thing, which probably, on reflection now, sounded pretty horrific. But I remember going to Midnight Mass, the frost on the road, and when Midnight Mass was at midnight, but Midnight Mass is now at 6:30, so it's a bit of a shock to the system.
Still there, called Midnight Mass.
No, I loved it. I loved Christmas.
Anna?
Still love it.
I love Christmas Day. I thought being privileged growing up was how many presents you got off Santa Claus. And now I realise it's having that opportunity to spend it with my loved ones, and it's lovely. And I remember one Christmas, I asked Santa for Sticker Factory. Now, you know, anyone of my generation listening will know that was a big present at the time, and I got it. And I was so excited that I got the Sticker Factory, and I was so thrilled that I had it, and I didn't want it to break or anyone else to use it, that I ran upstairs and I hid it at the back of my wardrobe and never used it. But my brother thought I was crazy. He's like, "You're not playing with what you got." I'm like, no, but I know it's there, so it's fine. About 3 years later, I pull it out and it was completely brand new. You know, down the line, you can laugh at it. And my family still bring it up from time to time. But remember the present you got, you loved so much you never played with it. So it's lovely.
Yeah, and Ted, I mean, you spoke now about the grandchildren now and what it means.
But Christmas was always very special, but it was always about what was going to happen after Christmas, because we either going to Limerick or going to Leperstone. But since when the kids grew up then, they were all involved in it as well and going there. And now the grandchildren, I love Christmas. I think it's great. Helen makes a great job out of it. I remember getting the dog for Katie when she was small one Christmas. She wanted a Labrador, or we got a Labrador, right? Trying to be Santa Claus, I put him in a box. and put little holes in the box and everything else and ribbons and all that shit. Old dog went crazy during the night and tore the box and tore the kitchen and he tore the frickin' tree down and all that. It was the right mess when we got up the next morning. But anyway, but Christmas is great. I absolutely love it.
But it must be great if you're into racing.
Yeah, and all the lads go around the yard. The lads come in as well too, ride out the horses. It kills the day. As Paddy says, midnight mass when it was 12 o'clock. They're lucky to get them to go to mass at all now, whatever time the day it is. But 12 o'clock was. But it was come back then and we'd have something to eat and we'd come back from midnight mass and then maybe get a few hours sleep and get up early and get the horses done that were going to run during the week. And it still goes on. Lots, every yard in the country, Willie Mullins's, Gordon Elliott's, all those big yards and the small yards, lads are in on Christmas Day, ride out the horses. It's a wonderful time of the year, as long as you have good memories.
Yeah, and Catherine, you moved around the country a little bit as a youngster, did you?
We did, actually, yeah. We lived in Dublin first, then we spent a few years in Wexford. Daddy's job took him around the country, then we went to Galway. And most of the family are now in Galway. But my one memory of Christmas is, you know, back in those days, men didn't do an awful lot of cooking. My daddy wasn't into the cooking that much, but his job every year was to clean out the turkey. And he used to throw this big turkey up on the table and the hands in, and then he had to make his giblet soup from the giblets out of the turkey. He loved his giblet soup.
Well, Seamus, I'm going to come back to you for the second part of that story, which everybody is waiting with bated breath to hear about, you in the church down in Leitrim. But